In March of 2003, Father Greg was diagnosed with leukemia. It was devastating news to homies who tried to return a few favors.
To have homies, they get very emotional. They come and tell you what you mean to them, and it gives you an opportunity to tell them how much they mean to me. And you know, they're always offering to donate organs. Not that I need them, but they offer them nonetheless. And what can I do? And now it's our turn to take care of you, and very touching stuff, you know.
It seems impossible to envision Homeboy Industries without Father Greg Boyle, but true to his humility, he is convinced it will carry on with or without him.
Yeah, I don't really think about legacy. This will carry on without me. There are times when I haven't been here for, you know, and it's carried on, and I'm certain it will.
There are many painful losses over the years, and some may wonder how Father Greg stays so energized and hopeful.
Well, I was going to ask you if you ever get burned out, but yesterday I saw for myself why you don't get burned out. You know, buried all these kids killing kids that you love. It was, you were talking about a young man you just placed at the silk screening place who had horns tattooed on his head, a real hardcore gangbanger. But you were actually gleeful as you described his reaction to his first day at work.
Yeah. Well, he was talking about how, you know, he could keep his head high. He said he went home, he grabbed my phone book. I called everybody I knew. I told him I just got back from my first day at work. He was completely delighted. And I told him on the phone, too. I said, you know, I'm going to have to bury a kid I really loved. And I said, but when I get down, I think of you. You know, he was very surprised by this. I said, because here you're in your second day of work, and you've shown up on time, and they love you there, and you're a good worker. So I think of you, and that gives me what I need, you know, to get on with my life.
Father Greg recently saw the fruition of his tireless devotion to the homies in the form of a softball game.
Actually, a lot of homies this week, when I've been interviewing them all week, a lot of them talk very fondly of a picnic that was supposedly going to be the first of an annual event, and in particular about a softball game in which, you know, formal rivals were sprinkled throughout teams that competed, and how it was a very emotional moment for you at the end of that contest and at the end of the picnic.
It was an incredible day because I walked into it, you know, and I was pretty early in my diagnosis, to say nothing that I was on steroids, so I was a pretty emotional guy. And I just walked in and I felt like I had died already. I looked at all these guys, some of them in wheelchairs. I had all the backstory. I could say, that guy's in that wheelchair because of their gang over there. The guy, the runner at second, chatting with the shortstop, those guys used to shoot at each other. The two homies high-fiving each other after the home run, they got in a stabbing fight once. So I could see the backstory. And a lot, they weren't kind of feeling the backstory. I was feeling the backstory. I was going, this is incredible. It was over 100 people. It was 36 gangs. I don't know how many gangs were represented there. All these enemies. And this was exactly, that's why I felt heaven won't be different than this thing. This is exactly what heaven will feel like. So when I walked in, I just had this, every 2 minutes I was a basket case, because I kept seeing this and I thought, and it wasn't a big deal to them, you know, because they had become so naturally friends with their enemies. But for me, I'd have to kind of walk away a little bit sometimes, because it was very overwhelmingly emotional and powerful.
Let's hope Father Boyle finds his heaven here on earth for many years to come. As this documentary is completed, Father Greg's leukemia is in remission and his chemo has been suspended. I have been your host, Brian O'Neill. We close with the song Angel by the Iguanas. Thanks for listening.
He drew tattoos for his friends. They'd sit around and get real stoned. And he fought with guys twice his size so he wouldn't feel so alone. Angel,
he said it was a shame.
Angel,
they loved him just the same.
Angel,
he shut him out.
He said you had a mean streak in your heart. He had had the Virgin on his back, one that said, I love you. And he never learned to read or write. I guess he figured, what's the use? Angel,
he said it was a shame.
Angel,
they love him just the same.
Angel,
he shut him out.
They said you had a mean streak in your heart.
I would like to thank Father Greg Boyle and his staff, all the homies and homegirls, the Iguanas, especially Ron Hodges, the author of Angel, Brian Warren for his production expertise and additional music, Westchester University. This program is dedicated to the memory of Cesar Landeros and all other homies felled by gang violence.
Things go, I might not make 17.